airport parking garage serving San Francisco Airport.
Now, if you don't know how to get to Sky Park, call now for a map, 875-6655. Call from your home, from your work, from your car, but call now.
All right, Sky Park.
No, it's summer when the first sweet sounds of the school's out season begins.
Mom, what can we do?
Music to your ears, right? The great news is, Pier 39 has gone all out to change that tune. Because on June 10th and 11th, from noon to 4 p.m., you can discover over 50 performing arts programs, sports activities, and kids camps that'll guarantee your kids will have a great time all summer long.
You know what I want to do? I know what I want to do. I want to go to Camp Pier 39.
So yeah. Take everyone down to Camp Pier 39 on Saturday and Sunday, June 10th and 11th, from noon to 4 p.m. Because while you're finding out about everything from Stanford's jazz camp to summer programming at the Bay Area Video Coalition, your kids can camp out for an afternoon of free entertainment, exhibits, and even KTVU's Kidstown. Compliments of Pier 39.
Wow, there's so much to do. What do you want to do? Hey, Mom, can we do it?
Summer.
Oh.
I'm ready for you now.
It's 8:11. Frank and Mike in the morning at KNBR. 68, time for the news. Here's Sherry Meek.
Thousands of people, most of them Chinese expatriates and students studying in the Bay Area, took to the streets of San Francisco yesterday to mourn the dead in Beijing and to show their anger at the brutality of the Chinese government. KNBR's Susan Stanley followed those marchers.
The demonstrators placed a wreath at the door of the Chinese consulate. They shouted and waved banners and placards. One Chinese American helped with translation.
Suppress people with brute force and military might will not be tolerated by the laws of heaven.
Another supporter of the pro-democracy student shouted that democracy would prevail.
Democracy is very important. We're going to get it. No problem. Democracy.
The crowd at the consulate grew to about 20,000 as it traveled through the city to Chinatown. Susan Stanley, KNBR News.
We may get a little more insight today on how the State Insurance Commission is handling insurers' requests for rate increases under Prop 103. Commissioner Roxanne Gillespie is meeting with reporters at 11 this morning. Prop 103 calls for a 20% rollback in rates, but it allows the commissioner to hike rates if a company can prove a rate rollback will keep it from making a fair return on its investment. Tragedy in Sonoma County yesterday. Five people killed in a head-on collision on Highway 101 in Cloverdale. All the dead are among the dead are a Santa Rosa baseball coach and four of his players, including his two sons. Two other people are hospitalized. Investigators say a semi-trailer rig went out of control and smashed into the car driven by 44-year-old Roy Ashton Daniel Jr. Well, what was originally planned as a small barbecue and fundraiser for Congressman Tony Coelho turned into a big emotional farewell for the Valley Congressman yesterday. 2,500 people packed into a park in the Merced County town of Snelling to say goodbye. Coelho is stepping down from the House and his leadership post there to avoid an ethics probe of his financial dealings. And officials at Yosemite National Park have closed several trails on Half Dome. Those trails pass near a newly discovered nest of peregrine falcons. Those birds, of course, are on the endangered species list, but for several years now, they've been bred in captivity, then returned to the wild. This is the third nesting pair of falcons known to have settled in Yosemite. And that's the news. I'm Sherry Meek with Frank and Mike.
All right, Sherry, 14 minutes after 8 o'clock, 8:14 with Frank and Mike in the morning. Now, what is it your business again?
How do you do, sir? My name is Phil Ragnoli. I operate a fleet of small cars that have CB radios on them. And it's our job to go out and make emergency calls when people have pizzas delivered to them that, unfortunately, for some reason, have anchovies.
In other words, you're an anchovy remover.
I am a professional anchovy remover.
How do you stay in touch with all your people, all of your employees?
Well, I'll tell you. I mean, my business is going right down the tubes, Mr. Dill, and that's why I'm here, seeking your wonderful advice. What can I do to kind of keep this fleet operating and going so that I can have instant communications with them at all times?
Well, what you need are mobile phones from Spectrum Cellular over in Hayward, see? And this will keep you in touch with all of these anchovy removers as they go out to remove anchovies from pizza all over the Bay Area.
Wait a minute. That's your Spectrum Cellular phone ringing right now.
Oh.
Yes, hello?
Yeah, who's that?
No kidding. Okay, where? Hayward?
Okay.
All right, give me the address. Yeah, we'll be right there.
Now, see how it works? What was that?
That was a call. Somebody was having some leftover cold pizza. They spotted a small anchovy they wanted professionally removed.
Well, see how handy it is to have these Spectrum cellular phones?
Tell me then if I had one in the East Bay phone, I can get right to that person and have them go out and remove the anchovies.
Exactly. You can talk to all of your people while they're on the move out there, and Spectrum has the products, the service, and the experience to keep you going in today's modern world so you can be competitive. Why don't you call Spectrum
today? You got a phone number for them?
670-8850.
All right, before I leave, you got any anchovies you need removed from anything?
No, I don't happen to have any here, but if I ever need them, I'll give you a buzz.
Good, well, just remember Phil Ragnoli.
Okay, Spectrum Cellular in Hayward. They service the entire Bay Area. Call them today about cellular phones, 670-8850.
Dear Men's Warehouse, how can I recognize a good quality silk sport coat? Ask George.
I'm George Zimmer, president of the Men's Warehouse. A good quality silk sport coat is soft to the hand, rich in color, and feels comfortable. Macy's sells these hand-tailored silk sport coats for $2.45. At the Men's Warehouse, our hand-tailored silk sport coats are only $170. That's $75 less. Those are the facts. I guarantee it.
Dear Men's Warehouse, how can you afford to offer free lifetime pressing?
How can we afford not to? The best advertisement for the Men's Warehouse is a satisfied, well-dressed customer. A customer who looks good in his Men's Warehouse suit that's just been neatly pressed. That's why we'll continue to press it for him absolutely free, forever. I guarantee it.
The Men's Warehouse, 30 Bay Area stores, including our newest stores in Westgate Shopping Center, in Capitola, and in Emeryville.
At a 17 after 8 o'clock. Now, Frank and Mike want to follow up on a story that started a few months ago when they were looking for volunteers to move into the Presidio and eat nothing but a special diet for quite a number of weeks. Dr. Gary Nelson's on the phone. This is that salmon diet we were telling you about. Dr. Nelson, why don't you kind of review what it is you were looking for in the first place and what you wanted these volunteers to do?
Apparently we have a very poor connection. I can barely hear you.
Oh, well,
okay. We'll try to improve that right now.
Yeah,
how's this?
That's better.
Okay, good. Now,
you'll have to repeat that. I didn't hear what you said.
I want you to review what it is that you wanted volunteers for in the first place so everybody's up to date.
Okay, we were doing a study to see the effects of fish oils on a number of physiological parameters. My particular interest was in the effect on blood clotting and blood cholesterol, and other people were looking at the effects of fish oils on the immune system.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted the people to eat a natural food, and so instead of giving them a fish oil supplement, we fed them a fish, salmon in this case.
And they had to eat salmon for how long?
40 days, but they were confined to our nutrition suite for 100 days.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had to put them on a stabilization diet to wash out the effects of free living and variable diets, and then we matched one half of them against the other for 40-day periods and then crossed them over for another 40-day period. So you added 20 and 40 and 40, and you ended up with 100.
Okay, so the point is, though, that these people had to volunteer to really change their whole lifestyle, come in there and spend all this time with you.
Well, absolutely. If you're living in a free society and doing whatever you want anytime, and then you come into a nutrition suite where every action is monitored and you eat nothing but what we give you, and you have to live in the suite and you're never in a situation where you can do anything by yourself, that is certainly a dramatic change in your lifestyle.
How many volunteers did you have to start with?
We started out with 12.
And how many did you finish with?
10.
Whoa. Two dropped out.
Yes. That's not unusual in studies like this. It's really hard to anticipate what living in a nutrition suite is like until you actually do it. And so some people think they can take it and find they can't. We thought we did pretty well to keep 10 out of 12 for 100 days.
And what did you discover, Doctor?
Well, we don't really know because the study is just ending. The subjects are going to be released on Thursday morning, and what we were doing for this 100 days is feeding them and collecting samples and information, but we're not until they actually leave the study can we sit down and analyze the data and find out what we did learn.
Now, they get out this Thursday?
Thursday morning.
Uh-huh. Are they kind of looking forward to getting out?
Oh, I think so. Although, of course, there's always a tendency when you're in a institutional setting for that long to get very comfortable, so I guess having to go back in the real world is maybe a bit intimidating to some.
I'll be darned. And some of them are saying, hey, let me stay here and eat some more salmon.
Well, as a matter of fact, we give them whatever they want to eat on Thursday morning for breakfast. And some people had steak and some people had lobster, but actually one of the participants selected salmon steak.
No,
really?
Kidding.
Yes.
Is that right?
How many different ways can you prepare salmon?
Well, we had 10 different ways in this study. So they really didn't get a chance to get too bored because they only ate it for 40 days, twice a day. So they only had the same dish once every 5 days.
Did anybody order up a hot fudge sundae or something like that?
No, we didn't have anybody eat a hot fudge sundae, but they did have a lot of strange things for breakfast on Thursday.
And what do they say about themselves? Well, what condition are they in? How do they feel?
Well, they all feel pretty good, I think, except one fellow had some gastrointestinal disorder. I think he was perhaps allergic to fish, which he didn't know at the time. But all the rest of them are really in pretty good shape. We think they're healthier now than when they came in the study.
Well, that's terrific. Well, that's interesting, and we just promised everybody we'd follow up at the end of this thing. Dr. Gary Nelson, well, thanks for staying in touch with us on the Frank and Mike Show. Okay, good to talk to you. Well, that's so much. Can you imagine going in for 40 days and eating nothing but salmon, and then you find out you're allergic to fish?
Hi, Frank.
Hi, Stubby.
Oh, listen, any subject that has any study has anything to do with eating. By the way, I've got a wonderful, wonderful salmon recipe. Kim, are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Okay. It's called Salmon Rushdie Satanic Fishies.
That sounds great.
Oh, Tubby, you're such a joker.
Oh, I know. Come on now, Kim. Take whatever it is you're eating, probably one of those gray glazed donuts.
Now, I'm foodless up here this morning.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You're kidding.
No, I had a cup of coffee on the way to work, and since then it's been nothing.
How are you going to maintain those flabby underarms if you're not eating?
I don't know. This is one of life's tough questions for me right now. We have about a 6-car delay at the San Mateo Bridge. That's basically not a wait at all to pay the toll and get over to the peninsula. Westbound 580, there are definitely problems here in Castro Valley. It was an accident that resulted in a car fire, and that is right before the Strobridge exit, right around the Redwood Road overpass, and that has a lane blocked. Now traffic is backed up to Eaton Canyon Road, so as you make your way down to 238, a lot of stop-and-go traffic mixed in there. Lower part of the peninsula, South 101, some heavy going just south of the Oregon Expressway in Palo Alto down to Highway 85. The Dumbarton Bridge, slow traffic begins at Thornton Boulevard as you make your way to the toll plaza there. There's a stalled big rig on the shoulder of southbound Nimitz Freeway north at Dixon Landing Road. The Fremont Milpitas corridor now is backed up to the South Fremont Boulevard exit. Now here's a quick check of the under key rooms on our Skyscan traffic map.
Yellow on the Bay Bridge westbound, also 80 westbound Pinole to Richmond, northbound 880 from Fremont through Oakland, southbound 680 into Walnut Creek, a normal slow and go. Same for 101 and 280 northbound out of San Jose. 101 northbound into the city is yellow, and finally yellow condition southbound 101 in Marin County.
And we'll cover the key commute routes again in 12 minutes here on KNBR. I'm Kim Wunderly.
All right, and move over, real estate industry and brokers multiple listing service, because there is a new kid on the block.
For Sale by Owner Publications, proud to announce a new concept in selling or renting your property. For the first time in the history of California real estate, or anywhere, for that matter, the For Sale by Owner community will have its own publication and its own new and never-before-done multiple listing service.
The For Sale by Owner magazine. It is now selling on your newsstand, and you can pick up a copy at over 1,000 locations in Alameda, San Francisco, and Contra Costa counties at selected 7-Eleven grocery stores or banks and savings and loans.
For more information, dial 934-3677. That's 934-3677.
Oh, let's check things out with our staff meteorologist, Mike Pechner. Good morning again, Mike.
Good morning to you again, Frank. Variable clouds around the Bay Area today. We've had some sun breaks here and there. Temperatures will continue to be cool on the coast. Upper 50s and lower 60s there, but 60s and 70s inside the Bay. Overnight lows tonight will be in the 40s and 50s. Still a possibility of a scattered light shower over the hills north and east of the Bay. That would be over Mount Diablo, Mount Hamilton, and maybe Mount St. Helena up in the North Bay. Overnight lows tonight, 40s and 50s. Gusty westerly winds this afternoon. After morning fog and low clouds tomorrow, sunny and warmer inland Tuesday and Wednesday.
All right. We'll be talking with Robbie Thompson in just a couple of minutes here at KNBR.
Say, Fred, how do you choose the right tires? I mean, they all look great.
Easy. I just listen to them.
You mean on the road?
No, I mean right here in the showroom.
You can't hear tires that are on a shelf.
Oh, no? Watch what happens when I say Rhino Tough.
Wow, what was that?
That's the Armstrong Rhino.
The Armstrong Rhino?
Sure, because only Armstrong tires are built Rhino Tough. So Armstrongs are the tires you can depend on for outstanding traction, durability, and stability.
Armstrong tires, huh?
Yeah. They're Rhino Tough.
This is a true story.
Someone took my vacation money. They took my vacation away from me. And this was an outing for the family for the day to a salmon hatchery. And it was so nice and quiet, and we felt so secure and safe. And my brother said, well, since we're going to be doing a lot of walking, you know, why don't the girls lock the purses in the car? So we said, okay. And we locked our purses in the back of the car. There was no one around. You're in the middle of the woods. We came back to the car. Everything was gone. I mean, gone. I had probably around $500 in cash. My mother had cash in her purse. My sister-in-law had a lot of cash. All of the money was gone. We were all just sort of dumbfounded. It was terrible. I mean, we were miserable.
Don't let a false sense of security destroy your vacation. Make sure you take American Express traveler's checks. Don't leave home without them.
And it's time for the Robbie Thompson Show. It's brought to you by Jim Doten's Honda on Shattuck Avenue in Berkeley, where there's an inventory balancing sale going on right now. Don't miss it. And back in Cincinnati, Robbie Thompson. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning.
Hey, Robbie, how you feel about this Cincinnati series starting this afternoon?
We're ready to go.
Ready, huh?
Yeah, this is going to be a battle here, but it's a big series, but I don't think it's not near a make-or-break series. I mean, we got five games with them here, and it's going to be a chance for us to maybe make a move and gain some games on them, but, you know, we're ready. We're ready to go.
Okay. I was sorry to hear about Crook yesterday.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Bad shoulder again.
Yeah, he heard something, kind of a little pop in his shoulder, and he's going to go get it checked out. And so he was hurting a little bit yesterday, but, you know, heck, I think he did it in, like, the first inning, and he continued throwing. So that's, I mean, the guy is so competitive and intense. That's just the type of guy he is.
Now, they've called up the left-hander, Dennis Cook.
Dennis Cook come up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they say he may even start on Thursday.
Uh-huh.
Now, what do you remember from Dennis in spring training?
He's tough.
Yeah?
Yeah, left-hander, good fastball. He's got good stuff. And he's another guy who wants to ball.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not really sure whether they're going to go ahead and keep starting him or use him out of the pen.
Yeah.
So, because I believe down there in Phoenix, he's been starting.
Now, tell me about, yes, he has. He's 7-4 down there.
Uh-huh.
Tell me about Kevin Mitchell. Have you ever seen a guy as hot as this?
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
I tell you, I'm so proud of the guy. It's unbelievable.
It seems like you don't want to turn off the broadcast for a minute because you might miss another one of his home runs.
Did you see the shot he hit yesterday?
Yeah.
I think he hit up against a Coke sign up there.
Is that one of the longest you've seen?
Yeah, one of the longest, yeah. It's amazing. And, you know, just the day before, he hit one up on the awning.
Yeah.
And he just continues going. Let's see, 19 home runs and 54 RBIs.
Hey, listen, Robbie, I would be remiss if I didn't say we appreciate the fact that you've been hitting the ball well lately,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I've been swinging the bat pretty good, too. I've felt real good. So, you know, if we can get everybody swinging it come this series, we'll be all right.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to get all tuned in at 4:05 this afternoon, our time.
Well, I hope there's no rain delay. We got a little rain going right now.
Oh, is it raining back there?
Yeah, I'm looking out the window, and it's overcast, and got a little rain outside, so hopefully it'll clear up.
Okay, well, let's hope so. Thanks, Robbie. Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, guys.
Good luck.
Jim Doten, a name you can trust. Jim Doten.
Jim Doten's Honda and Doten Acura have been buying dinners for two for customers who have to wait around too long for service or whose cars aren't in perfect shape when they drive off. We asked Kip, manager of Jim Doten's Honda, how this program's been working out.
Very well. It lets our customers know what kind of service to expect.
We've only had to buy two dinners during the last year.
We asked Linda, the Honda check writer, about refunds under the 1 week of price protection policy.
Since we introduced this policy, there have only been three small refunds.
We asked Renee, a finance manager, about the Jim Doten Our Terms or Your Terms policy.
We do everything we can to help our customers get financing. We contact as many different lending institutions as we have to.
So don't expect free dinners because you won't have to wait around and because your car will be in perfect shape. And don't expect any refunds either because Jim Doten's prices are impossible to beat. Doten Acura, Doten Knowles GMC, Hilltop Auto Plaza Richmond, Jim Doten's Honda Berkeley.
Jim Doten, great prices and the very best service.
Hello, you're on KNBR.
Yes, is Jim Doten's a name I can trust?
Certainly.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Now let's get a business update and KNBR's Mark Provo.
Prime rates now dropped a notch. Citibank started it this morning, dropping its prime from 11.5 to 11. Now most of the other majors have followed, Chase, Manhattan, Bankers Trust, Continental, etc. The Dow is off 6.62 right now, 2511.21, but advancing issues still lead decline, 664 to 559, and we've traded nearly 60 million shares at this point. The State Board of Funeral Directors, which regulates that industry, is trying to get rid of a regulation that makes them inform consumers that expensive, tightly sealed caskets do absolutely nothing to preserve a body any longer than a less expensive casket. One funeral director who's a member of the state board calls the consumer protection law a burdensome imposition on their right to turn a higher profit, I guess. That's KNBR 68 Business. Mark Provo with Frank and Mike.
Wizard Charcoal Lighter presents the Wizard Steaks.
Being a London broil, I have expensive taste.
Yeah, he'd never make it as a New York strip steak.
I won't let myself be grilled until they get pure burning Wizard Charcoal Lighter.
What, too good for bargain brand charcoal lighter?
Indeed. Why buy an aristocratic meat like myself and compromise on the charcoal lighter? Wizard is filtered twice to burn pure. It lights fast and won't alter the great taste of your food.
Fancy Pants has a point.
So keep your beef in its prime. Use Wizard.
Wizard Charcoal Lighter. Taste the food, not the fuel.
KNBR 68.
31, the time exactly. Frank and Mike on KNBR 68 this June 5th. Hey, I might mention, after 9 o'clock this morning, we've got the musical group Celtic Elvis in the studio with us.
You're going to love them.
Yeah, so listen up. They'll be in here entertaining you after 9 o'clock.
In the news headlines, and you'll hear details of these and other stories on KNBR News, the tanks are rolling through Beijing again this morning. There are reports of soldiers firing on citizens.
And the crisis in China has shaken up trading at the Hong Kong Stock Exchange. Prices on most stocks dropping by a quarter today. And voters in Fremont will decide on a daycare tax tomorrow. Some of the stories you'll be hearing about. Now, let's check things out. Skyview traffic, Kim Wonderly.
And the Bay Bridge backup right now, beginning to thin out now. It's not even to the MacArthur Maze, a little bit shy of it. San Mateo Bridge, no delay there. Good commute over to the Peninsula area. South 680, still slow from Oak Park to Highway 24 into Walnut Creek. And West 24 is heavy in Arinda from St. Stephens up to the Caldecott Tunnel. Westbound 580, we have a car fire at the Redwood Road overcross in the Castro Valley area prior to the Strobridge exit. Traffic, therefore, backed up the whole grade up towards the top of the Dublin Hill right at Eaton Canyon Road. Now here's a quick check of the other key routes in our Skyscan traffic map.
Yellow condition, 80 westbound, Pinole to Richmond, northbound 880 from Fremont through Oakland, 101 and 280 northbound out of San Jose. Yellow, 101 northbound into San Francisco, a normal slow and go yellow, and the same for southbound 101 in Marin County.
And we'll check those key commute routes again in 12 minutes here on KNBR. I'm Kim Wonderly.
All right, Kim, thank you. It's 8:33 with Frank and Mike in the morning. Rex Rood is around again this morning. And Rex, I wanted to know if you're going to join us in the Macy's Great San Francisco Bike Adventure.
Alas, alack, Frank. I do not pedal.
You don't pedal?
I do not pedal.
But this is sponsored by Hertz in association with the American Youth Hostels.
I can't even keep my balance on a stationary bicycle.
And
how
of course,
am I expected to go 15 miles?
And, of course, KNBR 68 is a co-sponsor of this event. And
maybe I could ride on your handlebar.
No, thanks. It'll all occur this coming Sunday. Now, if you're mailing in your entry this week, ride packets and numbers will not be mailed for you if you're mailing in this week. They'll be held at will call at the Moscone Playground, Chestnut and Buchanan, Sunday morning. Ride starts at 7:30 a.m., so be sure to get there in time to pick up your packet.
Actually, I have volunteered my services, and I, Rex Rood, will be at the start waving you off as you begin your 15-mile adventure.
Oh, good. Now, for those of you who haven't yet registered, you can do that between 6 and 7:30 a.m. Sunday at the Moscone Playground, Or you can stay tuned for Saturday late registration locales. We'll be announcing those later this week on KNBR.
And don't forget Jules Brassard. Jules Brassard will be on the stage in the Great Meadow in Fort Mason after the event for the Recycle celebration.
Yeah, after the 15-mile ride on the bike through the city streets and up on freeways and everything, we'll gather back at Fort Mason in the Meadow, have a good time. Frank and Mike will be there. And you can call Ms. Bike for more information, 951-7070. Rex, have you got any showbiz notes for us while you're here?
Yes, I do, but I won't even issue a word until I have my music.
Oh, can we have Rex's music? Got to keep him happy, I guess.
Go! Well, hi, everybody. Rex Root from Hollywood with showbiz notes. And, of course, I've given up Hollywood air kisses, and thanks to the Vampire's Kiss for giving out Hollywood air bites.
No. Please don't.
Anyway, Jerome Robbins' Broadway captured 6 Tonys last night as Broadway honored its 88-89 season, the collection of dance numbers from the choreographer's biggest hits, named Best Musical. Robbins named Best Director. The show features excerpts from West Side Story, Fiddler on the Roof, and Gypsy. Wendy Wasserstein's comedy, The Heidi Chronicles, named Best Play, Frank, the story of one woman's 20-year journey to self-fulfillment.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I have been on my own 20-year journey to self-fulfillment as well.
For the last 50 years, you've been on that
20-year journey. Probably, yes. William Shatner had a hand in writing the script for Star Trek V and used that opportunity to add favorite personal touches. Shatner loves and raises horses, as he was happy to put horse-like creatures in the movie. Said he was just as pleased to deal with an increasingly older Enterprise crew and to write for the aging process. Shatner says if he has any input into future Star Trek scripts, he'll continue to do that because it reflects his own life. Says he can entertain much better with something that comes from his heart and his age. If this continues, by Star Trek 10, you'll be hearing things like, beam me up. Please beam me up.
Oh, that's pretty funny there, Rex. Hey, Rex, have you read Sammy Davis Jr.'s new book called Why Me?
No, I haven't.
Well, you better get a copy of this. Published last week, the book is a frank assessment of life at the top, including drugs, orgies, affairs, and even a brief fling with Satanism.
Oh, just an everyday routine Hollywood life.
How about Sammy saying in his book he had simultaneous affairs with 3 women in Las Vegas back in the 1960s. They all moved in with him at the Sands Hotel, and he thought at the time it was the perfect lifestyle.
Well, let me finish with 2 juicy little bits.
Okay.
There are some ironies about Rob Lowe's next film. In real life, Robbie has been accused in a lawsuit of having an underage girl take part in a pornographic video at an Atlanta hotel room. And People Magazine says his film Bad Influence, Lowe will play a character who secretly tapes a sexual encounter.
No kidding.
Hey. And finally, Madonna and Sandra Bernhard aren't doing much to resolve questions about their seemingly flirtatious friendship. During a performance at a recent benefit, Madonna says, "Don't believe those stories you heard about us." Sarah says, "Believe them."
Uh-oh.
And then adds, "Madonna and I have a heart and soul friendship. Beyond that, it's nobody's biz."
Wow.
And that's showbiz notes.
Thanks, Ray.
Hollywood Air
Kisses. You're with Kelly?
I love it.
Tell us why.
When I first started with Kelly, I was a clerk. And since then, I've moved up to a receptionist, and now I'm a word processor. They offer free training for word processing. I'm given more challenges, more responsibility. And with this responsibility also comes a pay raise.
Yeah.
It's the perfect job for me.
Kelly Temporary Services, the first and the best.
We're the Kelly Girl people, and we've got the perfect temporary job for you. Call us today. You'll find Kelly Services in the White Pages.
I like the best, but I like to save money, and Lowe's Way works for me. I get brand name choices at low, low prices.
Drugstore makes the most of summer shopping and saving. It's all in those really helpful color sale ads.
This week, there's a whole section of savings for today's lifestyles, loaded with great buys on everything from cameras to electronics to video cassettes.
Why, there's a whole section of gifts for dad or the proud graduate.
And don't forget Long's Super Saver coupons with extra special savings.
Like 20% off all Cross pens.
You know, it seems like it wouldn't be summer without savings from Long's.
And they're all in this week's color sale ad.
You can't miss it. It's got a surfer with a bright yellow surfboard right right on the front.
And pages of savings on brand name merchandise inside.
All from the store that wrote the book on summer savings.
Now that works for me.
Of course, that's Long's Drugstore.
Long's Favorites for me.
It's 8:39 with Frank and Mike at KNBR. Time for the news, and Mark Provo is brought to you by Silverado, your golf and tennis celebration.
It is not over yet in China. More troops, including a tank brigade, rolled into Beijing this morning. Some of the tankers firing on crowds of people as they passed. Some Molotov cocktails were thrown at the tanks. Protests have now broken out in Shanghai and Nanjing, two other large cities. The government is issuing the same warnings there they issued in Beijing just before the massacre started. Go home, stay off the streets. The Hong Kong Stock Exchange lost one quarter of its value in today's trading, badly shaken by the events in the People's Republic. There are predictions that real estate prices will drop. More Hong Kong business experts will flee to the West. Hong Kong, of course, is supposed to become part of the People's Republic in 1997. President Bush is cutting off all business deals between Washington and Beijing, including military sales.
I think it is very important that the Chinese leaders know it's not going to be business as usual. And I think it's important that the Army know that we want to see restraint. And this is the best way to signal that.
The sanctions do not stop agreements between U.S. business and their Chinese trading partners.
On the commercial side, I don't want to hurt the Chinese people. I happen to believe that the commercial contacts have led, in essence, to this quest for more freedom. I think as people have commercial incentive, whether it's in China or in other totalitarian systems, the move to democracy becomes more inexorable.
The president strongly condemned the violence in Beijing and predicted the Chinese government cannot stop the democracy movement. You can't put the genie back in the bottle, said Mr. Bush. In Tehran, eight people were crushed to death this morning as they tried to get close to the glassed-in booth which contains the Ayatollah Khomeini's body. Will the Ayatollah's passing do anything to release our hostages in Beirut? Question to NBC's Middle East correspondent Chris Drake.
I think what we have to see is whether or not in the weeks and months to come, Iran does take a more open stance towards the West, become a little more friendly, and really do what the president's saying, play a more responsible role in world affairs. But I certainly don't see it as a backward step as far as the hostages are concerned.
Looks like Solidarity is winning the Polish election, beating the government candidates in many of the races. The final vote counts aren't in yet. Don't forget that we have an election tomorrow. Some of us do anyway. Fremont voters will decide whether to boost their property taxes $12 a year, increase business taxes by 20%, to pay for 30 child care centers at elementary schools around the city. The child care vote is being watched all over California. It needs two-thirds majority to pass in Fremont. Novato votes on a huge development project for Hamilton Air Force Base, which, of course, the military no longer wants. Berg Revoir Corporation wants to build 2,500 homes and condos, a shopping center, a big business park, a billion-dollar project. Anti-growth forces are trying to stop it, arguing it would jam the freeway, among other things. Los Altos Hills voters are faced with two competing ballot measures tomorrow and turning an old quarry into a lake with expensive home sites around it. Each of these measures would restrict the lake project in different ways. KNBR News brought to you by Silverado, your golf and tennis celebration. I'm Mark Provo with Frank and Mike.
No, actually, if you listened to Frank correctly, you found out that Silverado is not your golf and tennis celebration. It's your golf and tennis celebration.
Now, see, you see, I said...
It is a new activity that they are promoting at Silverado where they want you to check in and then tell them.
You're really a great pal, see. Okay. I was telling everybody, it must have been their radio, they came out of here all right. Look, Sunday, July 2nd, 7 p.m., the great Smokey Robinson takes the stage at the beautiful Silverado.
My girl, talking about girl.
Excuse me, that is not Smokey Robinson.
I know that's not Smokey Robinson.
That's The Temptations.
But we're thinking that maybe Smokey wrote that hit.
You're thinking. You should do something else that Smokey did. Do one of his other great hits. While I tell them about Smokey being there, it's all a benefit for the Queen of the Valley Hospital. Smokey Robinson will take you back through all his big hits of the past that Mike will now sing for you. Come early and enjoy dinner at one of Silverado's three fine restaurants.
Did he do When the Moon Hits Your Eye with a big pizza pie?
No, that was Dean Martin. Vintner's Court, the Royal Oak, the Silverado Bar and Grill, or you can just have cocktails at the patio terrace. Now, you might want to even come up early, have a round of golf at the beautiful Silverado, eat at one of their beautiful courses. But no matter how you plan your day, don't miss Smokey Robinson appearing July 2nd, 7 p.m. at Silverado Country Club and Resort. And by the way, San Francisco's own Pride and Joy will open the show.
Lawn seating tickets are priced at $24. They're available now at all Bass ticket outlets.
Not long ago, Security Pacific noticed a curious phenomenon. These days, it seems people are looking for a home loan that gives them something extra.
Not another toaster.
That's why we've designed new home loans so spectacular that after 5 years, depending on your loan amount, they can pay you back thousands of dollars.
Thousands of dollars? That's like winning the lottery.
From now through July 31st, come in any weekday, even Saturday, and take advantage of our home loan offer. Simply have the payments on your new mortgage automatically deducted from your Security Pacific checking account for 5 years. And you'll not only get some of the most competitive rates around, we'll actually pay you back the loan origination points.
We're winning the Exacta and Daily
Double. Now, while this exceptional offer may not make you a millionaire, it will give you a nice little nest egg to play with.
Or finding an oil well in your own backyard.
To get started on a home loan that pays you back, stop by your nearest banking office or call 1-800-553-SPNB. Security Pacific, we want to be your bank for life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Certain restrictions apply. Ask for details.
845 at KNBR 68 with Skyview Traffic, Kim Wonderly.
And the Bay Bridge beginning to thin out at shy of the MacArthur Maze now. The back of that is that leads you up to the Toll Plaza area. Still have our vehicle fire in Castro Valley, west 580 east of Redwood Road. It should be extinguished by now, but traffic is slow from Eaton Canyon Road all the way down the grade. 3rd and Julian, that's the site of an injury accident down in San Jose. Northbound 280 traffic in the South Bay jammed up between 17 and Winchester. North 101, you'll still find some slow going between McKee and Old Bay Shore. Now here's a quick check of the other key routes on our Skyscan traffic map.
We've got a green condition, 80 westbound Pinole to Richmond. Wow.
That doesn't sound right, does it?
No.
But it is. It has really thinned out over there.
Oh, what's happening? That's
the world as we know it is not the same.
Ready to give them an award. Northbound 880 from Fremont through Oakland is yellow, behaving normally. Southbound 680 into Walnut Creek, the same. It's yellow throughout 880 southbound from Fremont, 101 northbound into San Francisco, and finally southbound 101 in Marin County.
Okay, we'll check the key commute routes again in just 12 minutes here on KNBR. I'm Kim Wonderly.
All right, Kim, and it's 8:46 with Frank and Mike in the morning here at KNBR 68. And don't forget Giants baseball today, 4:05 out of Cincinnati. Real special series coming up. 5 games, the Giants and the Reds battling for first place in the National League West.
Listen, I am now further inspired to becoming a great baseball fan.
Why?
Helvetia has become obsessed with baseball cards.
This is your youngest?
Yes, the youngest. I don't know what happened, but Thursday, there were no baseball trading cards in our house.
And now?
This morning, there are 257.
Where's she getting the money?
Pardon me?
To buy the cards.
Well, she bargains, and she's got her own little scam going.
Oh, yeah?
But anyway, and it's just amazing. I mean, she's absolutely absorbed in this. And I said to her, I said, you know, your father talks with Robbie Thompson, which I don't really do.
No,
I sit here and I listen to the two of you.
Right.
And I said, maybe I can get Robbie to send you an autographed 8x10, a photograph.
She says, really?
No.
She doesn't want it?
No, trading card. She wants the trading card.
She wants
the Robbie Thompson trading card.
But personally autographed.
And personally autographed, sure.
Well, sure, Robbie will
but
do that
over the 8x10, because right now, the name of the game, the hard currency among these kids are baseball trading cards.
Yeah, it's big stuff, I know. Well, I'm glad it's invaded your household. Maybe it'll make you a fan. 8:47 with Frank and Mike. Let's check our weather now, and here's our staff meteorologist at KNBR, Mike Pechner.
Frank and Mike, a mixture of sun and clouds around the Bay Area at this hour. We still might squeeze out a sprinkle or a light shower later on this afternoon. Mainly north and east of the bay over the hills, but for the most part, just a cool day today. Upper 50s along the coast, 60s and 70s inland. Overnight lows tonight, 40s and 50s. Fog and low clouds returning tonight and tomorrow morning to the coastal areas. Tuesday and Wednesday, though, inland will be sunny and warmer with temperatures nearing seasonal normals by midweek. Down in Southern California today, in the 70s in the L.A. Basin, upper 90s on the desert, and up in the high Sierra, still some thundershowers today and tonight. Temperatures will continue cool.
And it's sports time at KNBR with Frank and Mike. And the sports is brought to you by your Bay Area Volvo dealers. Well, I'll tell you what, that stadium in Cincinnati ought to have some big crowds for the next few days. 5-game series against the Reds with the Giants. It'll be Scott Goreltz against Jose Rio in this opener. And they begin the series with the Reds just a few percentage points ahead of the National League West as the Giants lost yesterday in Atlanta 6-3 to the Braves, while Cincinnati, behind Danny Jackson, who's been struggling with a painful toe all year, went 6 1/3 innings yesterday. The Reds beat the San Diego Padres by a score of 5-3. One of the guys who's really helped the Reds is John Franco out of the bullpen. Yesterday, he got his 16th save in 17 opportunities. You want to get ahead of the Reds early. You don't want to trail against the Reds going into the ninth inning because Franco is liable to come in out of the bullpen and shut you down. 4:05 is airtime on KNBR today. By the way, Dennis Cook has been recalled from Phoenix to replace Mike Kruko, who's on the disabled list now for at least 15 days. Now, the A's continue their homestand over at the Coliseum tonight. Minnesota Twins come to town. A's yesterday, behind Dave Stewart, shut out the Cleveland Indians by a score of 4-0. Stewart now 10-2 on the year. California Angels still a couple of percentage points up by beating Kansas City 5-1 behind Bert Blyleven. Elsewhere in sports, the French Tennis Open. In the men's action yesterday, Andre Agassi upset by Jim Courier of Dade City. And over in the women's side, how about Gabriella Sabatini, second seed, losing again to Mary Jo Fernandez, the American. It's the fourth straight time Mary Jo has beaten Sabatini.
I've played her so many times, and I know her game, you know, so well, that it's easier, I guess, for me to play her than it is for people, you know, that have been on the tour for a while. So, you know, obviously she goes out on the court, you know, thinking she can lose when she plays against me, which she doesn't against most people. So, you know, that works to my advantage.
Mary Jo Fernandez. And tomorrow night, the NBA Finals get underway. It'll be the Pistons and the Lakers. They open, of course, in Michigan. Detroit has the home court advantage. Last year, of course, Los Angeles won the finals in 7 games, and the Lakers come into the series with 13 straight playoff victories, including the last two against the Pistons last year. Magic Johnson says it's time to play.
Yeah, they got us. You know, they've been wanting us all season long, talking this and that, so now all the words will be has been spoken. Now let's get down to basketball.
All right, and now let's get down to Volvo.
What goes into a great family car? Well, in addition to a great family car should also have lots of leg room. A great family car requires great family comforts, too, like plush upholstery, air conditioning, and an AM/FM stereo cassette. And because a family car is used to transport some very important cargo, it should also be very safe to drive, with power disc brakes, power steering, and a patented steel safety cage. That's a lot to put into one car. But you'll find it all in a Volvo, like the Volvo 240 DL, last year voted Family Car of the Year by Family Circle magazine. Volvo comfort and safety starts at just $17,600, which makes a Volvo not only a great family car, but a great value as well.
Volvo and your Bay Area Volvo dealers, a car you can believe in, from people you can believe. $17,600 is the manufacturer's suggested retail price for a Volvo 240 DL sedan, excluding tax, license, and dock fees. Dealer prices may vary.
I used to be the brains around here. I used to be able to carry all the facts around in my head.
It's time to stop fooling around and get all our data in one place. When clients need information, we've got to know where to find it.
PCs computerize my people without computerizing my company. So where do I go from here?
One day, you're the proud proprietor of a startup operation. The next, you're top manager of a burgeoning enterprise struggling to keep ahead of the workload. IBM has a solution. One of our mid-range computers capable of connecting your entire operation by linking your current PCs. Now, for as little as $15,000, you can have an easy-to-learn, multi-user system no bigger than a two-drawer filing cabinet. But with the power and software, you may have thought only a larger business could afford.
Today, a mid-range computer. Tomorrow, the big time.
To learn more about the affordable IBM mid-range computers, call 1-800-3654-IBM. Because you're getting too big to think small.
Let's check in now with Mark Provost and business news at KNBR 68.
Most of the major banks have now dropped their prime rates a half point to 11% even. The Dow is still off, 6.62, 25.10.29 right now. But on the broader market, advances lead decline 709 to 609. We traded 71 million shares. Following the mortgage market downward, VA loan guarantees are dropping to 10% this morning from 10.5%. No official response yet from American Medical International to this morning's $24 a share takeover bid from a group led by Shamrock Investors. AMI is higher on the news. That's KNBR 68 Business. Mark Provost with Frank and Mike.
And KNBR Skyview Traffic Watch now at 8:54 in the sky, flying around, always intrepid, never hooray. Kim Wunderly.
Why does he do our new jingle. I kind of like that.
Why does he do things like that? He just,
I don't know. It makes me feel like Mighty Mouse, though. I kind of like it.
The mental image of you just up there caped and flying like Superwoman.
Here I come to save the day.
Yeah.
Okay, we're looking at some much improved traffic for the Bay Bridge. We're going to leave this on a good note. Only about 25 cars or so in line at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza area. Metering lights are still on, though. Coming out of Marin, heavy traffic remains rolling to Ignacio, then Marinwood to the Civic Center. A last slow stretch begins south of the Waldo Tunnel to the Golden Gate Bridge. Northbound 101 south of Trimble Road, that's out in the San Jose, Santa Clara area. An accident cleared to the side. And finally, West 580 still slow through Castro Valley because of an earlier accident and vehicle fire. Now here's a quick check of the other key routes on our Skyscan traffic map.
You know who you could be?
Who?
You could be Super Suction Woman.
I beg your pardon.
Now listen to this. You know, you're a woman possessed of super strength. And yet, on your hands and feet are these giant suction cups.
Yes.
And at a moment's notice, you can just come down and land on a car. And, you know, like the Garfield the Cat things.
Right, yes.
And you just stick to it.
You know, you're out of your mind. You know that? This guy has lost it.
Green condition, 80 westbound, Pinole to Richmond. Northbound 880 from Fremont through Oakland is slow and go. Southbound 680 into Walnut Creek. 280 northbound out of San Jose, San Mateo Bridge westbound yellow. And finally, a yellow condition, northbound 101 into San Francisco.
Okay. I was going to say something, but I better not.
Okay.
Okay.
You know best.
I think I do. It was funny, though. We'll cover the key commute routes again probably in a couple minutes, right before the top of the hour. And
right.
I'm Kim Wunderly.
There's an idea. Okay, it's 4 minutes before 9 o'clock, 8:56, with Frank and Mike in the morning. Oh, earlier this morning we were talking about this survey they have come out with showing you the most trouble-free cars that are on the road today. Kind of interesting to look over the top 10 most trouble-free cars. Let's see. These are the cars that, I guess, basically, in the first 90 days or so, had the fewest problems.
Mm-hmm.
Nissan Maxima is number one, followed by Buick LeSabre and Toyota Corolla. Your car is not in the top 10. My car, needless to say, is not in the top 10.
The Honda's not, huh?
No. Well, no, it isn't. At number four is Ford Crown Victoria, then Mercedes-Benz S-Class, Mercury Tracer, Toyota Cressida, Subaru Sedan, Subaru three-door coupe, and Buick Riviera. There's your top 10.
Yeah, but the only reason I would take my Honda back in the first 90 days is just taking it for a little beauty appointment.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, nothing ever goes wrong with it.
I see. If you're interested, the study found the quality of 1989 cars generally improved 12% over the 88 cars overall. Japanese cars averaged 119 problems per 100 cars, which was the lowest.
Right.
Cars built in the USA averaged 163 problems per 100 cars. And European imports, guess what I own, averaged 204 problems per 100 cars. And the most common problems found, malfunctioning accessories, loose trim, flawed paint, and noises.
I remember one time you coming in when your car was brand new and you were complaining that all of a sudden, unannounced, the little window rinse would just flash at the window and the windshield wipers would go.
Well, it's just one of those things. But you do look a little silly, you know, driving down the street.
Trying to figure out why that's happening.
Yeah, I mean, all of a sudden you're looking through the windshield and suddenly water's being squirted on it. And the windshield wipers turn on. Well, we figured that one out. That was one of those little things. Listen, you can deal with that. It's when the motor blows up, you can't deal with that. Anyway, that's it. Hey, don't forget to enter our contest now, naming the Giants power duo, Clark and Mitchell. You could win a trip for two to New York on TWA. Details soon, or send a stamped self-addressed envelope for rules. Your nickname could win that New York trip on TWA. Find out how good they really are.
This Wednesday, Emporium Capwell takes all notions of what a one-day sale has to offer and blasts them away. This Wednesday, you'll find big savings throughout the store, from fashions to furniture, accessories to electronics, and much more. Shop extended hours from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. for great store-wide selections and savings. This Wednesday only at Emporium Capwell. Come find out what makes this one-day sale tick.
need a mailbox service or a place that can send a fax or pack and ship almost anything anywhere? Look for one of 70 Bay Area Mailboxes, etc. locations in the White Pages.
We're an asset to your business. We'll benefit you personally.
It's World Environment Day. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, it is. So take care of your environment.
Okay.
Around here, our environment is low clouds and fog along the coast, otherwise variable cloudiness with a slight chance of showers. Easy commute now on the Bay Bridge and 80 westbound Pinole to Richmond. The rest is normal, slow and go.
Well, after 9 o'clock, we can have some fun with Celtic Elvis. The musical group's going to visit our show again. They've been here 2-3 times, and they're really entertaining.
They're terrific.
So they'll be in the studio with us after 9.
In the headlines, a hearing today in the South Bay on the use of stun guns at the county jail.
And someone is about to become a multimillionaire. Lottery officials are waiting for that person to come forward with a lotto ticket worth $22 million.
Don't be shy.
Apparently, they're from San Mateo. They bought it down in San Mateo. We'll find out who that is later. KNBR, San Francisco, it's 9 a.m.
This is the NBC Radio Network. I'm Ken Herrera. It is far from over in China. There are reports that some military elements are now involved in fighting other government troops on the east side of Beijing. In China's largest city, meanwhile, Shanghai, there are growing indications of an imminent crackdown by the military. NBC's Jim Masita reports, for now, the city is silent. But he says that may just be the calm before the storm.
There's only so much the government can take, and it's hard to believe that any government would put up with the near anarchy now in the streets of Shanghai. So I think the potential for another bloodbath is definitely there.
President Bush today condemned Chinese authorities for the violent and bloody weekend crackdown in Beijing that left hundreds dead and ordered an immediate halt to American military sales and commercial exports of weapons to China. NBC's Jim Mikliszewski says the president was careful in selecting penalties against China.
By directing all his actions toward the military, the president hopes to exploit any divisions that may exist within the Chinese military in an attempt to bring an end to the turmoil now in China.
At least three people were reportedly killed by government troops in Beijing today. There are no accurate tallies of the dead. Widely believed, though, that the final death toll will climb into the thousands. Despite the slaughter, thousands of demonstrators refused to leave the city. You're listening to NBC Radio Network News.
Oh, wowie whiz-bang boy, nothing gets my blood pounding like a rousing game of shuffleboard. Oh, hi, I'm Tim Conway, traveling amazing America for Econolodges. I'm in St. Petersburg, Florida, home of the Shuffleboard Hall of Fame. After all this excitement, I'll slide over to a famed Econolodge, the premier economy motel, where I'll spend a night, not a fortune. Call the toll-free slumber number, 1-800-55-ECONO, and discover America's most amazing travel value, Econolodges. We're never lost in the shuffle. So excited.
When I was a kid, we had this wooden screen door. When Dad barbecued steaks, I knew what was happening from that door. The first slam meant the charcoal. The second, and the steaks went down. On the third, I could just see the juices and smell the aroma. The fourth slam was mine. Elapsed time, 20 minutes or four slams. Give or take a slam. Beef, real food for real people.
Sponsored by the Beef Industry Council and Beef Board.
I'm Sherry Meek in the KNBR newsroom at 9:03, brought to you by Citicorp Savings, where you can open a $50,000 money market account and earn 8.5% interest. San Francisco has the largest Chinese community outside the People's Republic of China, and there is an overwhelming sense of grief and outrage in that community. That was very apparent yesterday as thousands of people marched through San Francisco to condemn the brutality in Beijing.
Right now, they are winning at the moment, the hardliners, but I think within a matter of weeks, maybe months at most, they would crumble just like the regime of the Gang of Four would crumble. At the slightest excuse, people would rise and there would be a popular opposition to the present regime.
the crowd gathered in front of the Chinese consulate in San Francisco, it grew and grew as it moved towards City Hall and then on to Portsmouth Square in Chinatown. The demonstrators numbered more than 10,000 by some estimates, and police say despite the numbers, there was not a single arrest or act of vandalism. A hearing today in Santa Clara County Superior Court on whether jailers can continue to use stun guns or tasers to subdue prisoners. KNBR's Susan Stanley takes a look at that issue.
No matter what the judge rules today, the director of Santa Clara County's jail says he will not use the tasers, at least not for now.
What I want to look at is not only policies, procedures, training, but also the device itself. If there are any questions as to its efficacy, I want to look at those. If there's any questions as to its safety, whether it's safe to use in conjunction with people who may be on drugs. I mean, I want answers to those questions before I give it back to my people and before I ask them to accept responsibility for using it.
A jail inmate died recently after being shot three times with a taser. Susan Stanley, KNBR News.
Six people have now died as a result of an accident on Highway 101 in Cloverdale yesterday morning. A station wagon carrying young baseball players was hit head-on by a truck. Investigators believe the driver of the truck lost control on wet pavement, killing Roy Ashton Daniel Jr. of Santa Rosa and five of his players, including his two sons. Daniel's wife is listed in serious condition at a local hospital. More KNBR News after this.
You may not know it, but America's largest financial institution is here in California, where you know us as Citicorp Savings. A company owned and backed by Citicorp, America's largest financial services organization. And Citicorp is behind you all the way, just as we are for one out of five families in America. For over 175 years, our innovative ideas have given people the financial help and security they need to succeed across the country and around the world. And the strengths of Citicorp are working for you here in California through Citicorp Savings, where we're able to meet your needs with services such as home loans, City One checking, and state-of-the-art ATMs. The resources of Citicorp and Citicorp Savings are behind you all the way.
And right now, you can open a $50,000 Citicorp Savings money market account and earn 8.5% interest. Citicorp Savings, helping you succeed. An equal opportunity lender.
KNBR News Time 9:06. We have a traffic watch for San Francisco. Some pieces of debris scattered on the roadway southbound 101 approaching Army Street. That stuff is blocking the middle lanes. Try to avoid it. And California lottery officials say this week's lotto jackpot will be worth only about $5 million. Only $5 million. That's because a San Mateo player won nearly $22 million in the weekend drawing. Of course, we don't know who that player is until they show up at a lottery redemption center to claim the prize. And now let's get a look at weather. Here's Mike Pechner with the latest.
Sherry, this upper-level disturbance over Northern California continuing to weaken and head southward, but still a few showers are likely over parts of Northern California today, the Mother Lode and the High Sierra. And we might see a few sprinkles or light showers over the hills, mainly north and east of the bay this afternoon. Otherwise, partly sunny, variable clouds. Highs upper 50s along the coast, 60s and 70s inland. Overnight lows tonight, 40s and 50s. Southwest to west winds 10 to 25 miles an hour in the afternoon. And after fog and low clouds tomorrow morning, it'll be sunny and warmer Tuesday and Wednesday.
San Francisco and Marin have 61 degrees this hour. Berkeley 63, Sunnyvale 65, Concord 64, San Bruno 66 degrees. And that's the news brought to you by Citicorp Savings, where you can open a $50,000 money market account and earn 8.5% interest. I'm Sherry Meek with Frank and Mike.
All right, Sherry, thank you very much. We're just catching up on the latest doings with our friends Celtic Elvis. They're in the studio with us right now.
Yeah, Celtic Elvis is plural.
That's right. Celtic Elvis is plural?
Elvi.
Yeah. Elvi.
Elvin.
Well, there are four members.
There are four members.
But Celtic Elvis is singular.
That's true.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's one group.
It is one group composed of several people.
Yes.
And many personalities.
That's right.
Boy, are we confused.
Yeah. Strange. Strange people. They're going to be at the Noe Valley Music Series this Saturday night, June 10th, by the way, Celtic Elvis. Let me quote from the flyer here, may I?
Sure.
The wonderfully zany folk rock comedy group comes back for an evening of great harmonies and social satire. One of the most entertaining groups in decades. These folks have been hailed as a cross between Tom Lehrer and the Manhattan Transfer. Who wrote that?
All right, which one of you wrote that? All right.
We're not telling.
They're more like the Contra Costa Time.
Yeah. No, they're terrific. They're terrific.
Actually, I realized after going to that operetta yesterday that they're kind of the Jacques Offenbach of their time, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Does that impress you guys?
Well, yes.
Yeah.
Well, this actually is the Dangerous Harmonies tour, as you can see. Everyone this morning has their white poofy wigs and you know, low-cut gowns. Randy.
It looks better on you than it does on the other three guys.
Yeah, décolletage is not one of my better things.
Rich is looking fetching in that ivory bouquet.
Thank you so much. What are you going to do for us first?
We're going to do a song that I wrote. I'm Randy, by the way, and it's called
Randy, by the way.
Say, Randy, by the way, yeah.
Nice middle name, Randy.
Randy, by the way, by the bay, and it's called Sadie, and it's about one of the better relationships that I had.
Okay.
Well, I've heard some stories about the glories of love, dear Sadie, and I've had my fill of those old romances that last until you're lazy. Well, I know I'm in trouble, but you are the one that I want. It's crazy. Well, they all say run away. I would like to stay just so we could lay you together with me. Well, I'm tired of messing with games that are depressing and fruitless, lady. It's a thousand dinners with dances to your quiver and promises, maybe. And I've had my sip of those lasting relationships. No more, lady. Well, I hear you're out of bounds, that you've been around. I'm glad that I found someone willing to lust. I'm tired of breaking those promises I'm making. I'm ready for partaking in someone's crazy as me. Well, I heard that's the way it is. Be a romanticist. No more, lady. Cause I'm tired of reeling from tripping on a feeling that drives the body crazy. Well, I saw your smile and I knew my trials had ended, lady. Cause you're not pretending, you're on, you're defending. It's so refreshing, I saw it right from the start. Like it a lot, let's give it a shot, and we can see what will happen to us. Cause I had my fill for those old time ladies. I want something new. How about you? I like you, Sadie.
Oh, that's terrific. Very,
that's
very
terrific.
Good. Hey, by the way, Randy, who wrote that song and was the lead singer on that song, has lost 50 pounds.
I know.
Yes.
He's a mere shadow of his former self.
Wow. I mean, you're really getting trim there.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, well, they told me that there had to be at least one sex symbol in the group, so I had to lose 100 pounds to do.